Northridge and Saddleback College. Member supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Artist in residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Hi, it's Butch Vig, and I'm back as your artist in residence with another set here on SoCal Sound. Let's get right into it, because we've only got an hour to play all the songs I want to squeeze in. So the first thing up tonight is a track by Mondo Cosmo. Now, I know Josh and the band really well. I have worked with him in the past, kind of as a mentor, giving him feedback on the songs and the last couple albums he's made. And there's something about him that I just really respond to emotionally. The songs feel like gospel numbers or something. They're incredibly emotional. And a lot of times they make me cry because they are so soulful. And this is a song he co-wrote with Dan Wilson, the esteemed songwriter who lives in L.A., originally from Minneapolis, so a shout-out to the Midwestern boy. He was in the band Semisonic years ago, and they wrote that brilliant song, Closing Time, and he's an incredible songwriter. And they wrote this song together, and it always moves me. I love it. And what I love about Mondo Cosmo is he's not afraid to make the songs big and epic sounding and kind of dirty all at the same time. So this is Mondo Cosmo with Come On, Come On.
Yeah.
That was Closet by Pete Yorn from his debut album Music for the Morning After. I got the chance to meet Pete many years ago with the possibility of working on his debut album, and I really liked him a lot, and he gave me a couple cassettes. I took him home and started listening to the music and absolutely fell in love with the songs. My wife Beth, who was an A&R at DreamWorks at the time, was also listening to the songs with me, and she said, "I don't know if these songs are that great. I don't think you should work with Pete. I think it might be a mistake." And I didn't end up working with Pete because I told him the songs were fully formed and ready to go. They didn't need any help from me. He should just mix them and master the album and put it out. And that's exactly what he did. Cut to 6 months later, Beth walked in and started playing his debut album and went absolutely crazy. She loved it so much. And every time she played it, probably 500 times in a row, she said, "I'm so sorry. I told you not to work with Pete Yorn." And to this day, Beth still says the same thing every time I play a song from Music for the Morning After. And before that was David Lowery from Cracker with Low. Now, I'm a huge David Lowery fan. I actually played a song by Kemper Van Beethoven last week. I think he's an amazing songwriter, and I hear a little influence in his songs that I think have filtered into Mondo Cosmo. So that's a little shout out to David Lowery. All right, I'm Butch Vig, your artist in residence here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Up next is Ebbet Lumberg and the Indigo Children. Now, if you don't know Ebbet, he is the rock god singer for the incredible Swedish band, The Soundtrack of Our Lives. And this is a cover of a song by Lord that was a smash hit. And you know a song is good when you realize you can change the arrangement and it still kicks butt. And that's exactly what Ebbet does on this. This is Ebbet Lumberg and the Indigo Children with Royals.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth,
gold teeth, dripping in the bathroom,
blood stains
all the trash in the hotel.
We don't care. We drive Cadillacs in our dream.
And then we buy it like crystal Maybach diamonds on the timepiece. Island lights on the gold leaf.
We don't care. We ain't caught up in a love affair. And we'll never be royal. My friends and I have cracked the code. We count our dollars on a runaway train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come from money. But every song's like
call me king bee, or maybe I'm rude.
Tennessee. You let me live that fantasy. We'll be right back.
singing in the darkness. I never thought love would tear us apart. Tear us apart. I surrendered myself to you. I thought that would set us free. My soul was ticking like a time bomb. The universe was waiting to explode.
Was 5 Billion in Diamonds with Into Your Symphony, sung by David Scheltzel from the band Ocean Blue. If you know the band, they have some incredibly cool records in the 80s and 90s that came out. They were signed to Sire Records back in the day. And they just released a new album a couple years ago, and it's really good. They also tour quite frequently, so if you get a chance to catch them coming through LA or South Cal here, you got to go see them because they're fantastic. And before that was the band Temples with the song Certainty, sung by James Bagshaw. Now, if you can connect any thread at all here, all three singers in this last set are in my band 5 Billion in Diamonds. Eva Lundberg, James Bagshaw, and David Scheltzel, all fantastic singers and fantastic people. And, of course, I totally indulged myself with that mini set, but what the heck, I'm the DJ tonight and I can play whatever I want, right? I'm Butch Vig here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound, and let's jump into our next set. Okay, up next is a track by TV Girl, and I've never seen them live, but this is one of the songs that my daughter Bo turned me on to, and we listened to it all the time, driving her to school. And the song kind of freaked me out when I heard it because the production's really interesting. It's got all these sort of crazy-sounding guitars and keyboards. A lot of sort of vocal chanting, and it almost sounds like cheerleaders in the background. But I love it. I became totally addicted to it. This is TV Girl with Not Allowed.
What listener-powered radio sounds like. The SoCal Sound.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has tickets for the Struts, celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Everybody Wants the Struts at the Wiltern on October 3rd. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Struts, the Wiltern, October 3rd.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Subaru of Glendale as you gear up for your summer escapes. From daily drives to weekend adventures, Subaru delivers all-terrain capability, Subaru safety, and technology to keep you moving with confidence. Subaru of Glendale is on Brand Boulevard just off the 5 and 134 freeways. More at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Levitt Pavilion Los Angeles, presenting their annual summer concert series with 10 concerts at the historic MacArthur Park beginning Saturday, June 28th through August 30th, with performances from established and emerging artists of various genres, plus family activities, picnicking on the lawn, and food that reflects SoCal's diversity. Levitt Pavilion concerts are open to all. More info is at levittlosangeles.org.
The Local Music Spotlight is heard almost hourly on the station, playing local artists from SoCal, and is sponsored by the Getzman Group, a local company who provide interim finance and accounting professionals to a broad range of SoCal clients. And they're currently hiring career-minded people with 5 to 10 years of finance or accounting experience. More information can be found at GetzmanGroup.com. GOETZMAN Group.com.
Hey, it's Mookie. Looking for that perfect soundtrack to your SoCal afternoon? Weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m., I'm serving up hand-picked tracks, new discoveries, old faves, and local music that hits it just right. It's your daily dose of musical adventure right here on 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to a DJ residency, an hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Got the big find someone to worry your mother.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
What?
Hey, you, in the front row, are you coming backstage after the show? Because I've got a chaise-longue in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
On the chaise long, all day long.
That is Chaise Longue from the incredible band Wet Leg, one of my favorite new bands. I got the chance to meet them a couple years ago when Garbage played some shows with the Foo Fighters in South America, and Wet Leg were the opening band on the bill, and we got to hang out, and they are super cool. And before that was Big Thief with Shark Smile, another song that my daughter turned me on to, and I love it. I love the groove. I love the sentiment and the lyric. It makes me want to cruise down Ventura Boulevard. And there's something in the lyrics that reminds me of Tori Amos' song, A Sort of Fairy Tale. And I'm also a huge fan of Tori in that particular track. Okay, I'm Butch Vig, your artist in residence this month on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I'll be with you every Saturday at 6 p.m. for the month of August. And it's time to jump in another set. Last week, I forgot, was my birthday. And I did not mention that on air, but now I'm going to give myself a belated birthday present by playing a guilty pleasure set. And in Wisconsin, we have a saying when we go out on a Saturday night, you better ramp it up. So years ago, my cover band, the Know-It-All Boyfriends, decided to record the theme song, Ramp It Up, inspired by Bachman-Turner Overdrive and Grand Funk Railroad. So take it away, Know-It-All Boyfriends, with Ramp It Up.
Time to wait.
Was Grand Funk Railroad with We're an American Band. Now, do you know the story about that band? They sold millions and millions of records. They got ripped off by their manager, who was also their producer. He took all their money, all their royalties, all their publishing, even took all their gear, and they were flat broke. Their career was over. But then they went in the studio with Todd Rundgren, and they wrote We're an American Band, which was number one. So more power to you, Grand Funk. And before that was Bachman Turner Overdrive with Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Now, that is the song that definitely inspired the Know-It-All Boyfriends' Ramp It Up. I hope you can hear the reference there. And thank you for listening and indulging me, as that was my birthday guilty pleasure set. I'm Butch Vig. You're listening to the SoCal Sound 88.5. And let's jump into our final set. Up next is one of my favorite bands, Roxy Music. I was, in fact, such a huge fan that I was the self-appointed president of the Roxy Music Fan Club back in Madison, Wisconsin. And it's safe to say that Garbage are huge Roxy fans, especially in the last couple records. We have definitely channeled some of that Roxy sound into the Garbage songs. And this was the lead single from their fourth album, Country Life. And I think this song still sounds as cool now as when I first heard it. This is Roxy Music with Out of the Blue.
Thank you. Was left